Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When we think about the coming of Christ, I have just a quick outline here. How do we know he's coming? Number one, Jesus said he was. That's enough for me, by the way. Jesus said, I'm coming again, John chapter 14, verse number 3. And you know, this is one of my favorite passages of scriptures. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. How do we know Jesus is coming? He said so. Number two, how do we know? Because in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, there's two men appearing. Jesus ascended up in heaven. And I love this. Doug and them sings this sometime about that. What's the name of that song? That preacher kind of does that message. This same Jesus, which, what's the name of that song?
This same Jesus,
okay. That literally, it says, this same, you men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? And I love that word gazing. The word gazing, I'm not a Greek scholar, but I looked, it's kind of this way. They were astonished. Jesus is standing right there before them, and he, phew, and they look. And here's these two men appearing in white apparel. You'll get that on the way. They're standing in white apparel. You men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing, looking at God? This same Jesus, he's coming back. Amen. So those two men, were they the two witnesses? Who were these two men? Could they have been Moses and Elijah? Very well could have been. Could have been angels. Could have been. I don't know. The Bible does not say. Or it could just be two ordinary, regular guys. I don't know. But the point is, there were two men. Let me say this. You can tell I'm full of it this morning. I've been out of this pulpit for a while, okay? I thought I used to know everything. These young preachers, we have five young preachers that sit on this, young guys, and I told every one of them this Wednesday night, they were all sitting here, and some were at the funeral yesterday. I said, get your passport. I want them all to go on a trip, okay? Get you, and they need to go on that. Anyway, when I was a young preacher, Doug was never like this, Daniel, but I was. Temple probably was too, okay? We knew everything. We go to Bible school, we knew it all. I mean, Doug, were you like that? You wasn't. No, Doug was there to learn. But I thought I knew it all. But I found out the older I got, how stupid I am. You know, there is so much to learn. So much. We haven't even scratched the surface of this. So I said that about, I thought I knew who those two men, I would be dogmatic and all. Yeah, I'm not so sure. But anyway, I do think it's Moses and Elijah. Anyway, so we see John the Baptist said so in Luke chapter number 3. Paul the Apostle said so, that Jesus is coming many times. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Peter said so. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Peter declared Jesus is coming. James in James 5, 7 declared he's coming. Jude, the brother of Jesus, in Jude 14 and 15, matter of fact, I heard, how many of y'all got the daily bread this morning? You did, okay, me and Teresa are doing it. If you read, I listened to it on the thing, and the fella who reads the thing, he said, turn with me to Jude chapter number 1, and I told Latrice, there ain't a Jude chapter number 1, because there ain't a Jude chapter number 2, you know? Anyway, for you young preachers who know it all, they're in the back there, Jude is, it's not chapter number 1. It's just the book of Jude, verse number 14, 15. Matter of fact, Psalm, this is another neat thing, you young preachers, and we ain't got none here. We've all learned this. There, you don't say Psalm chapter number 23 or Psalm chapter number 50. Those are not chapters. Those are individual psalms. That's why we would say the 23rd Psalm or Psalm 50. Are you following? But anyway, so we see Jude. Jude 14 and 15, verse 14 and 15. Jude said that Jesus is coming. John, the apostle, declared Jesus is coming. We read that in Revelation 22, 20, Revelation 1, 4. I got so many things here, I just need to move on. 1 John 3, 2, I have that turn. Let me read this one to you. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, and we know that he's coming, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Again, we know he's coming, okay? And I love, turn with me, let me show you one more verse, and then we'll turn me to, I want you to see this one. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, verse number 22. And we talked about this word, Maranatha, before. I won't dig into that. The meaning of what the root word of where it come from. We know the Bible was written in Greek. This was not a Greek word, Maranatha. Anyway, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. And then the word Maranatha. You know what the word Maranatha means? It means our Lord comes. Our Lord comes. Why is all this important, by the way? Because all these people had an imminent mentality that Jesus could come at any moment. That's what that word Maranatha means. Matter of fact, you'll see some churches named Maranatha Baptist Church. There's one in the Maranatha Baptist Church who produces some periodicals that we get every once in a while at the office, and I love the work that they send. Literally, they're called Maranatha. They believe the coming Lord at any time. When we think of the coming of the Lord, number one, it's testified in the Gospels. It's testified in the Gospels. We saw that in John chapter number 14. Jesus said, I'm coming again. It's verified in the book of Acts. It's testified in the Gospels, John 14. It's verified in Acts. I just quoted it to you, kind of, sort of. Acts chapter 1, verse number 11, that this same Jesus is verified. He's coming again. So I hope you get the picture. By the way, this wasn't my outline. This came from Daddy years ago, and I wrote this down. I don't know where he got it from, but got it from somewhere. So his coming was testified in the Gospels, verified in the book of Acts, clarified in the epistles. What do you mean clarified? Well, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians 15, makes it more clear, clarified it, about the coming of the Lord. And then it is amplified in the book of the Revelation. Amplified in the book of Revelation. And we know what the Revelation is all about, how it don't just make it clear, it opens it up, amplifies it, it magnifies it, if you will. All that was said in the Gospels, all that was said in the book of Acts, in the epistles, and then the book of the Revelation, it amplified it. Let me say this. We know more of the coming of Christ now than the Apostle Paul did when he wrote the epistles. How could you say that, preacher? Because we had the book of the Revelation. Paul didn't have the book of the Revelation. So we know now, we know more now than... I've never said this before. I'm going to go ahead and say it because I'm crazy anyway. We know more about it than John did in the book of Revelation. Why? Because we have the completed word before us. John only had bits and pieces. We have it all. That maybe to John, matter of fact, John, kind of like Daniel. Remember Daniel in the book of Daniel? His head was spinning. Remember at the end of Daniel chapter number 12? His head was just, you had to put duct tape around it. It was about to explode. All right? And God told Daniel, Daniel, just shut the book and it will be revealed later in the later days. Okay? John was the same way. He was amazed at what he was writing. Remember when we went through the book of Revelation? Four or five times he told John, write these things. And every time he told John to write, something glorious was taking place. Something was happening. Remember, the bride was coming down from heaven. And I could just imagine John seeing this, and God had to remind him, John, you write.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.